Sports Central. AFL.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do here on Sunday Sports Central is take a look at some great Guernsey numbers that have certainly made history with great players donning that jumper at their respective clubs. We're going to do a series of these over the next few weeks. And well, we thought today we'd look at the history of the number five jumper at Collingwood. What does that Guernsey mean to the club? The famous names that have worn it over the years, Nathan Buckley, Barry Price, Len Fitzgerald going all the way back. We thought we'd talk to the former Collingwood captain, Premiership captain, who also wore the number five, Nick Maxwell. Good afternoon, Nick.
You know, better way, mate.
Yeah, going really well. What does it mean to a player when you're actually given a number? Is it a significant thing?
Well, it's strange not to me. I started out my first year at Collingwood, I was number 41. And as a rookie, Mick always said the rookies had to be the highest number. So I started with 41 and actually got demoted in my second year to 43 because obviously 42 is retired. And Mick felt like no one had earned. I think it was Glenn Freeborn and Rupert Betheris retired, number 9, number 10. So he didn't think anyone had earned those, the right to wear those. So demoted to 43 and then promoted off the rookie list number 27. And I sort of thought that was it for me at that number. And Nathan Buckley approached me and sort of said that he wanted me to take over the number 5 Guernsey. And at that stage, I said no straight away. Said thanks, but no thanks. You're a legend of the club. And there'll be other better people out there to take over from that. But then he sort of explained to me that it would mean a lot to him and that I guess the significance that he'd had on my career to that point in time, I guess as a mentor. And I thought, look, I'll have a chat. He said, have a think about it. And I spoke to my parents and just sort of said, look, it's a great honour for someone of his stature to actually, I guess, choose you. So, yeah, it was, for me, I didn't grow up grateful for Collingwood, so I didn't really know, I guess, the history of it and all that. But I guess because of the relationship I shared with Bucks, I think it was something that, I took on board. And I guess no matter what number you got in your back, you go out there and try and do your best every time.
Yeah, some great names. As you mentioned, you took it from Nathan Buckley. You've handed it on to Jamie Elliott. We'll talk about that in a moment. Barry Price, Len Fitzgerald. The significance of that number. I mean, you said probably you weren't quite aware of the total history of the Collingwood Footy Club, but were you aware of maybe some of the names who had worn that Guernsey?
Yeah, absolutely. Terry Waters is another one who, when you look at the at the locker and move into number 5 locker and you see all the guys who have either played 100 games, won a Brownlow or won a Premiership who have gone before you, so they're the ones that get their name on there. So when you look back and you actually see those names, and look, for me early on in my career, as I said, I didn't know anything about Collingwood. I grew up in Geelong and barracked for Hawthorne, so early on I actually wanted to know who all these people were, so spent a fair bit of time reading a few of the Collingwood history books. I read up on Darren Mullane and Gavin Brown, a couple of people who everyone spoke about such high regard. So you started to learn a little bit more about it as you went along.
Absolutely. Nick, you handballed it to Jamie Elliott. Why was he chosen to take it from you?
I just sort of, Bucks came to me and said, you choose who you want to give it to. And I spoke to Jamie, sort of, what I love about him, it's not the hangers or anything like that. I just love his competitiveness. I think that he's come from a different background to a lot of other people and just wants to win every contest he's involved in. So I just love his desperation and he sort of always wants to win every single contest. So I guess that's what attracted me to him and wanting him to wear that number, because I like to think that I was the same, trying to win every contest year in. And obviously very different players the way we went about it, the two of us, but he's also someone who has aspirations to be a future leader of the footy club, and that was also something that I guess attracted me to it, given the history of myself and Bucks before him.
Absolutely. Do you think it's a big thing in a footy club for guys generally, in terms of what jumper number they have? I mean, I've managed a local footy club the last 5 years. I had a guy who loved wearing number 99. We tried to say, do you want a single-digit number or come down the pecking order? And he said, no, I love 99. I'm synonymous with that jumper and I want to keep it. Do you think it's a big thing for all players what number they wear, or do most don't really care? Or...
No, I think a lot of them actually do care. It means a lot to them, and they also want to establish themselves as having that number. So some of them come from either something wearing it in junior footy, or it might be someone like we've seen, obviously, Michael Jordan, and Shane Warne obviously wanted to be number 23 after Jordan. So there's a lot of people who wear 23 now, LeBron James. So there's a lot of people actually want to be around that type of number. So it's what you know, but it's also the relationships you build. I know that Heritier Lumumba, he was really keen. He wanted to be number 8 desperately because of the influence James Clement had on him. So he's sort of really keen to get number 8 off James, and he went and approached him and asked if it was possible to get that number off him after he found out he'd retired. So Jimmy was, he was wrapped with him because he obviously played a lot of footy with him down the back line. So and then from there, Tommy Langdon ended up with him, who was someone he asked for it himself. So it sort of goes in waves, I guess.
Yeah, look, it does, no doubt about that. And I suppose those other players that wore number 5, you mentioned Nathan Buckley, obviously a relationship there with him still being involved around the scene. But what about those former players that I mentioned, Barry Price, Lynn Fitzgerald, others? Did they ever sort of come around the club while you were there and just have a chat to you at all?
Yeah, it probably changed a bit from the time I got there. So I spent a year and a half at Victoria Park, and then after that, we moved to the Westpac Centre, now the Holden Centre. We moved there, and you didn't have the social club aspect to it, where people would come up on a Thursday night and have a beer and a palmy before all the teams get read out. So it sort of all changed and became more professional. So I guess from there, we didn't have as many old players around, but certainly Terry Waters, Ronnie McEwen, a few of those guys have come and have worn that number. You actually meet them at functions and that type of thing along the way. So it is good to have a chat to them. And you sort of, you've got this sort of, I guess, unspoken bond because of that, because you actually wore the same number representing the same football club.
Now, I need to ask you before I let you go, post-Collingwood, you've taken on a number of roles, of course, done some media with us here at SEM. You've done some work with the Melbourne Storm, and, of course, we learned that you're going to be taking on a leadership role at the Giants.
Yeah, so I spent all December with the Giants. It's basically the same program, same role that I run with the Melbourne Storm. So I guess just through my experiences working as a bit of a mentor, I'm working with the leadership groups and the emerging leaders groups. So both very different. Obviously, Storm been around for 20 years now, and close to 20 years, and GWS is still finding their feet as an organisation. But been really impressed with the way they've gone about it in the month that I've been there. Such good young players who just want to get better. And I'm also really impressed with, obviously, Leon Cameron, but all the footy staff around him. I think with Alan McConnell and then all the young assistant coaches they've got, they're all just super keen to help the kids along and help fast-track them. So looking forward to getting back up there in the next couple of weeks and working on the 2016 season.
Having been involved with them, do you feel like they're on the cusp now, they're ready to go to play finals? I mean, many said they probably would have got there if Shane Mumford hadn't gone down this year. The Goliath that is just protecting the midfielders, do you think they're ready to go?
Well, I think there's 18 teams who want to play finals, and I think the Giants would be no different to that. But in the same breath, there's a lot of work to do. I think that people, we probably saw it a bit with the Gold Coast last year, where everyone just expected they'd take that next step, and a couple of injuries and a couple of players don't step up at the right time when you need them to, or they haven't had the ability to do that. You can find they can fall away pretty quickly, and that's just not that's not just the Suns, it's the Giants, it's the Cats last year, and also the Pies. That happened to them as well. We're losing a lot of players, so it's going to be, I think it's going to be one of the most competitive AFL seasons around.
No doubt. Good to catch up with you, Nick. Number 5, a synonymous number in the history of the Collingwood Footy Club. And good luck with your new role at the Giants. And hopefully we'll still hear you out and about on SEN as well.
Will do. Thanks, mate.